Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, and we are streaming more stories about the new economy and how to deal with it than any other podcast / radio show in New England, and we're very proud of our activity in doing that. My name, again, is Jeffrey Davis of Mage. Our next guest, a longtime guest, many times on the show, Jennifer Wolfsburg, Managing Principal and Co-Founder, Centerpoint Advisors, and we're going to talk today with Jennifer about wealth transfer in a non-traditional manner. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. You know, Jennifer, it is a subject that I'm very interested in for both my clients and always myself. I'm wondering about, there's a clock ticking on the current administration. We don't know what's going to happen. New laws. I have, you know, adult children. And it's just, there's so much going on and to think about right now during these times. And valuations have changed.
Exactly. Yeah. I think this is a challenging atmosphere, and what we're working on right now is more in the light of education and financial behavior. So when we talk about wealth transfer in the traditional sense, you're talking about estate planning, which is the most common. People think, how do I get money out of my estate, gifting to children, educational expenses, etc. But what we're working on right now is wealth transfer in a knowledge and an education format between families. So in the traditional sense, you know, it's like, what are you sharing in knowledge and education of your own experience growing up with your children? I think one of the bigger challenges as a parent, and I think we can all relate to this, is that most of our clients have brought up, they had very little. They built their empire, they built their worth, their education. And so the inclination there is then to make things a little bit easier on your children, of course, give them more, remove some of the obstacles and challenges that they probably have faced. But in the light is what we talk about this with clients, it's like, now I might have removed too much. Now they didn't get the sense of understanding how to manage money independently. And so when we talk about wealth transfer, we talk a lot about education of that, not just the transfer, the responsibility and role of money management. And when you remove those obstacles, I think it what we all experienced was forced education. I got a paycheck, you know, our parents couldn't afford to give us a lot of the extra, so that was our responsibility. So our parents said, you know, you go get it. So you get the small paycheck, you manage how that works in a day-to-day life. And so a lot of what is created as a foundation of family is an interesting relationship is how we approach money versus how our children approach money. And I think that's important for to talk through that with families. And so what we've been really enjoying is part of one of the things with Zoom is with the young professionals and even children as young as 12 years old that we've been working with is saying, you know, what's some of your goals and starting what their goals are relative to their age and their focus of saying, you know, what's money mean to you? You know, and removing that anxiety that we had as a generation and opening up a kind of a format and environment that they can speak freely to without that anxiety that they might feel about how do I get from plan A to plan B.
You know, it feels a little bit like financial family therapy to me.
That's a perfect way of saying it. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it just opens up the format of for them understanding how mom and dad approached their original relationship with money and behavioral. In a volatile atmosphere, like in the markets that we talked about last time, behavioral finance and the need to understand the markets and your own financial plan is very important because it can trigger good or bad actions in this kind of atmosphere and to stay disciplined and long-term. Focused.
So this is really different than your traditional investment firm model that used to just take your portfolio and invest the money, you know, aggressively, conservatively. This is a whole different model when you're starting to look at what I would call a holistic family approach.
Yeah, I think that's been helpful and it's been really well received. We kind of fell into it on a couple of cases where some really young kids, like 12, you know, saw the show Shark Tank, saw these other things and said, you know, I want to understand what private equity is. I want to understand this. We set aside some time and then it kind of gained a lot of momentum and traction. And so we said, let's roll this out to multiple ages because we all know there are phases, you know, they go off to college. They really need to understand how to manage their money for the semester. And I tell them, you know what, the pizza money and the extras, the concerts are on you, tuition maybe on mom and dad, but you know, what's your role in this? What's your responsibility? Every step of the way, those phases, is the next step of financial independence and freedom. Now, the interesting thing on a behavioral format is you can have a family of 4 kids, 3 kids, 2 kids, and they, each one of them has a very different relationship with money and how they view it. One might be a great saver, the other one might be a big spender. And so when we talk to the parents, they'll all say, I swear I raised them the same way, same house, I don't understand. So there's an element of education and knowledge and experience, but it's people's own personalities as well and how they perceive money and wealth. So it's really important to talk through those things in order to give them the best chance for creating their own foundation.
So applying a financial developmental model to the family, are you meeting with people both individually and as a group so that you can deal with things in the appropriate channels?
Yeah, so great question. So it's very interesting. So we usually kick it off with the parents saying, this is a great idea. Can I be on the first call, the first Zoom, the first video call, whatever? Absolutely. Some kids are just obviously great communicators. Others are like pulling teeth, right? But when you remove the parent from that setting, so we find the best way is to kick it off as a family discussion and then allow the young adult, child, young professional, et cetera, to really have the floor for themselves, because it removes that dynamic, it allows them to think, freely without saying like, look, this is a format, this is free speech. Just talk about what money means to you. I mean, is it the baseball bat that you really wanted? Is it your first car? Are you responsible for college tuition? Let's talk about these things and what you're nervous about. So I think you're right on about is it best in a group atmosphere? I think that's a good starting point, especially if they don't know us as well. A lot of these families have been with us for many years. So even if they don't know us personally, they know of us. So it's a little bit easier transition. But the newest are all new clients as well that find out from existing that say, hey, I didn't know you would talk to the kids about this. And look, it's not a lot. It's 20 minutes as an original discussion, just to give them a comfort level. And what's really satisfying for us as a team is that as they age and they get older and new experience and opportunities come, their first packet from information from their first employer, a first time home buyer, which we had this week, they've already stepped and they've kind of, increase their knowledge along the way, as well as their goals and their income. And it's awesome for them to reach out and go, hey, can I run something by you? What do you think of this mortgage rate? Do you think I can afford this, et cetera? Is this a good 401k plan for me? Or literally, I have an allowance and I have a few, can I invest this? And so it's been really rewarding to be part of these decisions with them.
Are young people, from your perspective, are they feeling a lot of pressure?
A lot, yeah. I can see it definitely. I know a lot of these kids want to be financially independent. They're in school. We don't know what's going to happen with schools right now. Tuitions are extremely expensive. They might feel pressure because of the costs associated with that. And they see the pressure of what mom and dad are going through at home. They may not have any resources. They're nervous about the employment markets. They're coming out with student loans. So the biggest thing that we're hearing is, it's even coming out of school, I feel poor. I'm anxious. I'm not going to make it. I don't want to live at home. I don't want to be a burden, and it's our job to kind of outline for them. And you have to be respectful. Like we, as we get older, have perspective. We can look behind us and say, I remember feeling this way, but things will get better. They are relevant in the here and the now. So it's important to, acknowledge that anxiety for them, because they can't see forward. They don't know what's going to happen. So it's the anxiety of not having that financial freedom and independence is very scary right now, and at a time that none of us can really see what's going on in the next 2 to 3 months. But this is an opportunity to gain knowledge and education and create a foundation in a good setting of, I'm home, I have time, I have the summer, I'm working with my parents, how can I help? How can I give back? And so this is the perfect time to share that time.
This is a time of opportunity. And I think most people of my generation have found that, by the time I got out of university, I had already been working since the age of 13. I had been making money, working in factories, And I had had jobs, and I had paid rent. I had, there was no such thing as a food plan or a meal plan at school. Yeah. So we were a lot more independent. And I think what you're putting in, allowing families to make sure, is that people are learning how to be responsible for themselves. And I think that's really the most important thing.
I think, like you said, there was a sense of whether it was your family, yourself, independence. There's a more of forced independence in certain generations. It's like, it is what it is. Like, if you need something, you have to work for it. So your financial planning and your knowledge, whether good or bad, maybe you were not good at it, not you and people in general, but it was, I have a bill, I have to pay it, how do I do this? Whereas now, you know, with some families, that challenge has been removed by design, because as parents, we don't want them to struggle the way we did. But there is beauty in the struggle. There is beauty in challenging yourself or your child of saying, this is, you know, what does that look like for you? What are some of your goals? And just talking through those things. And not allowing necessarily your financial behavior, your experience to dictate theirs. We have a lot of people that are very anxious in general because they had a very difficult relationship with money growing up due to a father, mother, or none of the above. And so it's important to allow them to have their own journey, because you don't want to feed their anxiety with your own. So it's giving them the ability to talk through things and see a plan and a little bit more less triggered environment.
That's good. We've been speaking with Jennifer Wolfsburg, managing principal and co-founder of Centerpoint Advisors, wealth transfer in a non-traditional world. Jennifer, if someone's looking for you at Centerpoint for themselves, for their family, or their investments, how would they find you?
Yes, thank you. It's we're at www.centerpointadvisors.net, and we're in Needham, Massachusetts. And we have obviously a contact information for anyone to reach out to us on our website.
That's great. And we look forward to speaking with you again. You look well, stay healthy. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC, management consulting firm, at Davis@mageusa.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this short sequence.